Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Obviously, it's been a tricky season for you. Most recently, learning that you're not going to be staying with Haas after this year and sort of coming to the conclusion that this is probably the end of your Formula One career. Is that something that you've kind of consigned yourself to? Is that confirmed in your mind that you will leave the sport? Or is there a glimmer of hope that a seat could come up?
Well, I think for next year, definitely I won't be racing in Formula One. Well, never say never, but looks like the grid is full and there aren't any seats. Does that mean that in the future there won't be any seats opening? I don't know. But for now, I know that most likely, or 99.9%, I won't be racing in Formula One next year. So, you know, after that, luckily, there's a life outside of Formula One that sometimes we forget when we're in that world. And you look at other categories and other challenges, and there are so many races around the world that I would like to compete in. Obviously, we are mid-November, and it's not easy to find a seat for next year. And I think, again, sorry to talk again about COVID, but it's been hard on every racing team. And financially, a lot of companies are struggling a bit. So it's not that easy to find a good seat to go racing. But really, I'm very looking forward to the next challenges. I think there's definitely something that I haven't done for the last 10 years. It's winning races. And I miss that. You know, I was born to be a winner. And it's hard to explain to your kids when they lose at football on Sunday morning that it's not the end of the world and it's okay and so on. Whilst you know you would be the same and you'd be disappointed and not happy about it. So I'm quite happy and glad that they have that winning feeling and that they hate losing as much as they do. And I guess it drives you in your life and always pushes you to get to the next step and to do better.
Because, I mean, it's possible that you have a sabbatical. You know, you had something of a false start with your F1 career first time round, didn't you?
I did, yes. I mean, it was a worse time because, you know, I didn't have much. I didn't make a living from racing. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was 23 years old. No, I'm 35. I've had a really good time in Formula One. 10 years, you know, I've proven that I can not win, but be on the podium then to develop a team, to develop a car, to be a leader. So I think all of that is very nice to have in your CV. And as I say, there are the championships that I'm looking at, and somewhere, wherever I do next, I want to go where I can have a chance to be on a podium and win, and thinking to go into weekend and having that rush of adrenaline and special feeling that, you know, it's an important weekend because you need to deliver to win.
But I feel with you, there's so many strings to your bow. You're not like your average racer. You know, you're passionate about cooking. You've got other skills in other sports. You're clearly interested in marketing and sponsorship. You've got an interest in a brain technology company. We'll talk about that more later on. But there's so many other things you could do, but it feels to me like it's a bit of unfinished business when it comes to racing. So you are confident that you will at least do another couple of years of that?
Yes. I am not done with racing. And obviously, I ask myself, and this year, in a way, it was good to have the lockdown because you can think about it and, you know, gives you a bit of time to reflect on everything. But, I want to do more racing. I'm not done with it yet. Is next year going to be a sabbatical or something else? I don't know yet, but I want to do more racing.
Yeah, don't blame you. What about your reflections on your career? Because as we say, you started in 2009, then you had a bit of a dip and then came back in 2012. How do you reflect on your career in Formula One? What will you be telling the kids? I mean, they probably ask already. I know they watch you. But what would you say sort of around the fire at Christmas time were your kind of key highlights, but also just seminal moments, if you like, within the sport?
Yeah, I think, you know, I am proud of my career. There's always things we could have done differently and better. And I wish the experience I have today was here at the beginning and things would have probably gone a little bit differently. Maybe the only regret I have is that Lotus went bankrupt in 2014 after a brilliant 2013. We're on a path of you know, going somewhere well, and I didn't get an offer from a top team at that time. Kimi went to Ferrari and Aston Lotus, and we just went down. And it's very hard to recover when you've been in a team that is close to the back of the field, really. And then I took the Haas challenge, which was a great experience as well. But suddenly we just didn't quite, the last 2 years, we didn't quite get up to speed or engage second after a great start. And yeah, I guess that's the only regrets. Yes, I have made mistakes. I've spoken too much sometimes, but I always say what I feel. I admit when I'm wrong after. But yeah, I know I could have won some races. There's no regret of not winning a race, because I know every time I had a chance, I tried as much as I could and I did everything I could. I would say maybe the only regret is that after 2013, I didn't really get the chance to have a car that was competitive and carried the momentum.
I think that's got to be the biggest flaw in Formula One, is that some great drivers have sort of had these sliding door moments when they could have been propelled to a front-running team and had a very different career as a result. It doesn't seem fair. I mean, there's no other sport I can think of like that where talent isn't given the opportunity to really blossom in the same way. And you often think, what could have been? Is that a frustration of yours that that you think about, that you dwell on? Are you able to see how far you've come in that time?
No, I think I have, you know, I've never dreamt of doing 180 Grand Prix in Formula One, being 10 times on the podium, doing as much as I have done. And, you know, if I think about it, maybe the 86, 87 generation was the wrong one to be in, you know, Paul di Resta, Nico Hülkenberg, myself, even Sebastian Buemi a little bit. We all came at a time where the top seats were taken. The old guys wouldn't leave Formula One yet. And the young one just came after, and we kind of never really got our chance, you know, and it's just the way it is. You know, there's not much you can control about that. And as I say, you know, being 10 years in Formula One has been incredible. And I think I've achieved what I wanted to. Obviously, you always want to be world champion, but you discover that without the right tool, there is no chance. And hopefully that would change in the future. Because I think it would bring Formula One in a much better place if, you know, if it wasn't just dominated by a team which is doing an incredible job, absolutely beautiful, but also a bit of sad for the racing part where they're just too strong for the others.
That's so interesting. I hadn't thought about that. That generation of drivers. You're so right. Timing is everything, isn't it? And when you're born is significant in that, because we have seen a sort of changing of the guard, but there almost needed to be a gap of 10 years between the likes of Lewis and co, and then coming through Lando and co now, and those sort of caught in the middle. It's kind of no man's land to an extent, hasn't it?
Well, I guess so. I mean, if we look at the stats and the drivers and the opportunities, yes, that middle part has been struggling a little bit. And, you know, I guess, again, we've made it to Formula One. We've stayed there for a long time. There's no complaint about that. So you could say the star got aligned at one point, but not quite fully to get more.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcasts you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.